Hi, Mike. What's on your mind, sir?
I've got a question about ascorbic acid and vitamin C. There's the isomers D-isomer or the L-isomer, and plants and animals make the L-isomer of ascorbic acid.
Hey, you're a student. Cool.
Yeah, I'm a chemical engineer. I'm one of those engineer guys.
Okay.
In my youth, I worked full-time on chemical analysis for the Boeing program. At any rate, when I read the journal articles, they rarely identify what form of ascorbic acid they're using. And in fact, I don't see much talk about the fact that there are chemical differences between them. So, when you look at the supplements, I think I haven't found any that tell which isomer it is, except an extract of rose hips, which, of course, is the L isomer. Could you comment on that? In fact, I think your clinic has a vitamin C supplement.
Yes, sir. The comment is that it apparently is thought to be so well known that L-ascorbic acid is what belongs in humans and animals that nobody even bothers to put the L on there. Maybe they're saving money on print.
Well,
if
90% of it's made in China and they know nobody ever analyzes it, and when I looked at the method for making it, it comes out to be the D isomer, not the L isomer. So high pressure liquid chromatography, I guess, can distinguish the difference.
Yes,
and
so what you can
always
do.
I spent quite a bit of time, looking in the journals, and it just seems to be the deer in headlights situation. And I'm wondering, will they find differences? And I go back, all the way to Linus Pauling, and then there's the dermatologist Perricone. He's got in his book about being the only one that works is the L isomer. So
he's right.
Is there some need here, or sort of just person just bite the bullet and take the rose hips extract or something that is known to have the and they analyze it?
Yeah, no, sir. There's one thing people can always do, and they usually will get an answer for a question like this, and that is call the company that makes it. And if they can't answer you,
well, you got a lot of faith.
The next company. I do.
Rude.
Well, that's okay, sir. For the major companies, the ones who've been in the stores for years, I do have faith in those. I'm not talking about the ones that just appeared overnight or even the ones that appeared last year. But the major companies out there, and there's a number of those.
Well, give me the name of one, because I noticed that some of the ones that have been around for a long time are being bought up by investment groups.
I
won't give their names, but boy, has their behavior changed.
And some of the companies have changed dramatically.
If you know a long-time reputable outfit, I'll certainly call them.
Okay. Well, there's several. Let's see. There's Thorn Research. They were purchased recently.
They're good, yes.
They're good. There's Douglas Laboratories.
They're also good, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if those people actually had vitamin C, but they should.
Yeah, they've got a wide selection. And then there's an outfit called Vital Nutrients. You might look them up.
I've heard of that, yes.
Yeah, so try those three and see
what you get. Yeah, there's good. I never thought of those. I do have their stuff, but not vitamin C. Vitamin C is so common.
That's the thing, yes.
When I was reading up on this, I would hear, that bears and cows and stuff are making 40 to 80 grams of this stuff a day. And I think, Linus Pauling was saying to take 20 grams.
Well, if you can, without getting the loose bowel effect,
But, if you're taking 20 grams of the D-isomer, and it's not going to do you any good, this is
yeah, you're right.
When I look at the research, there's this mixed results, and I'm going like, well, they don't even know what they're giving their patients or their subjects.
If either that or they're just not thinking that it's necessary.
Or else they're not paying attention.
Yeah,
if I've got time, I'd like to ask one little other question. You were just talking to somebody about ATP, and I see that ribose and some other things are precursors to ATP, and I think that you've talked about ribose before. Somebody has.
Sure.
Would that be a possible supplement for increasing a person's ATP?
It would be part of the group. There are some companies that put together what they call mitochondrial nutrients that have all the little things that mitochondria are more likely to be low in. And
oh.
That would be something to, if the ribose isn't in there, it'd be something to add to the ribose to make sure it works as it should.
Because, you know, I think there were some comments about that in the bodybuilder discussions of a few supplements that would be help. Not that I'm in bodybuilding, but I do a lot of hiking.
There's yet another company out there that's pretty reliable. Any company that was rated twice by FDA is probably reliable, and that's called Life Extension. And the Life Extension.
Oh, I use their. I get their blood tests. I mean, it's not their blood test. They have the sale on right now for the LabCorp blood test for the next through June, and then I also get their supplements. You're right.
Yep, sir. We got to go to a break, but I got to congratulate you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your help.
People who do the sort of studying on health that you do are much more likely to live healthier longer. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
bye now,
sir.